Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. And we started the fifth parak last time, parak Hot Si'ulo, Es HaKaf Es HaMachta. And the Gemara already asked, what do you mean, Hot Si'ulo? He already did Avoda with the Machta. So what do you mean, they brought him out the Machta? It's a different Machta. It's a Machta that has the Ketores in it. And that's why they brought him out, because he's about to start the Avoda of the Ketores. Already he has the hot coals sitting there, but now he's going to deal with the Ketores and do the special avoda of the Chafina. The Chafina. And that's what he does. He does the Chafina, and then he starts going into the, Kodesh Kadashim, with the, both his hands full, right? His right hand having the, heavier coals and the, left hand having the Ketores. We noted the question that the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah dealt with, and that is, how could you use your left hand for anything? Right? The left hand is pasul liavoda. So how could the left hand be used? So either, we saw the Radvaz had 2 days there, maybe you're right, it should be, an isser to do the avoda with your left hand, but, you know, yesh koach biyad chachamim, which we said is a chiddush to say it in this context. So it's not just an isser and a heter, but it's a kasher and pasul. Right, if something is possible, you do it with left hand, so how could the Rabbanan change that? Oh, question. But second answer was that this is a Chiddush HaTorah. Right, part of the, just like you could do, go into the Kodesh Kadashim, which was not allowed any other day of the year. So too, you can use a left hand. So there are a lot of rule breakers today. Yes, we discussed in the Hagdama, I think, of the Masechta, the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, that maybe it wasn't a din in Yom Kippur, it was a din of Aaron HaKohen, or Kohen Gadol, that whenever, it's because after all, in Achremos, it does not mention Yom Kippur until the end of the section. The entire section of Achremos is all about the Avoda. Bizos Yavo Aaron Alakodesh, with this, and maybe you could do the whole Yom Kippur Avoda on any day of the year. So the Gemara says in Achinami, Aaron HaKohen could have done that. If he ever wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodesh, he could have done this Avoda. Or others say, there's two versions of the Gemara. Either it's a din in Aaron HaKohen, or it's a din in Midbar. In Midbar, Lamai Nafkamina, at the end, when it was just Elazar, a Kohen. When it was Elazar, Aaron's son, so then it wasn't Aaron, but it was still Midbar and the cloud, the way the Meshech Chachma quotes this, the Gra, right? The cloud was there, so maybe it's did in the Anan. If the Anan is there, so then you already could do this Avoda. Okay, but that's the, so it was a rule breaker. Remember, I just brought it in again, it's been a while, the 7 categories of items that the, Rav Chaim Kanievsky puts together in terms of righty-lefty, halachis, nihugim, and the such, in Hilchas Tefillin, in Meseches Tefillin, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a commentary on Meseches Tefillin. One is called Tefillah Shel Yad, right? That's the little, just the sources, and one is called Tefillah Shel Rosh. That's his commentary, but there, in Hilchas Tefillin, he discusses right and left, because that's where, obviously, right and left arm come up. The Meseches Tefillin, it says, Nomar uksavtem and Nomar uksharetem. Yada koseves, yada hi yada kosheres. Right? That's the drasha. Different than, some in the Bavli. Ukshartem uksavtem, so we compare. Just like you write with your right hand, you tie with your right hand. That's a righty. So a righty writes with his right hand, so he's gonna tie with his right hand onto his left arm. Right? The Bavli has the drasha of, you put the tefillin on, yadcha, has an extra hey, lashon akeva, yad keha, the weaker arm. The weaker arm. But, the Meseches Tefillin, right, one of the Meseches Ketanos, has the comparison between, yad koseves and yad, kosheres, that is, again, a different drasha. So on that, he talks about dine iter, and he writes, I wrote said 7, maybe it's 8. Ches chilukim bedine iter. Number 1, dvar matluyim bekoach. Items that are tali on koach, on strength. And obviously it goes by the, meaning when, what are these 8 categories? When does the lefty and righty, right, flip? So, meaning the lefty would use his left arm and the righty uses right, or side, or when these, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. It's tali on something that doesn't make a difference between righty and lefty. So, number 1 is anything tali with koach that obviously has to do a difference. And the lefty would flip. Right, dvar matzliyim b'koach pshita daslin and baser didei v'lo baser am l'kuliyama. So what halachas are tali on that? Tefillin is money. If you go by the weaker hand, then obviously the lefty is going to use the opposite hand, and the lefty is going to put his tefillin on the right arm because it goes by weaker. It gets a little tricky. What does weaker mean? Weaker doing what activity? right? Many, big discussion. I have 3 out of my 5 boys, you know, have this issue. They write with their left hand and their right arm is stronger. So what's the tali b'koach? Tali b'koach on, you know, strength, like you would throw, you would push, or writing. So the Rishonim say that Yad Kosevis is the most chashiv, right? And if you do anything, else with your Yad Kosevis, so then that you go by that arm to be considered your stronger arm, and then you put tefillin on the other arm. There is a some achronim that say you have to put tefillin on both arms at the end, just la l'chumra, but that's very difficult to suggest to somebody to do that for the rest of their life. But that's the Yad Kosevis with something else. But that's in terms of how to determine koach. Number 2, halachas or minhagim that go by the right of Hashem, Yemin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, pshita, obviously, you're not going to go by personal. That goes by the same side for everyone. Right, if we say Osa Shalom, we go to the left first because we're standing opposite God. And we bow to Hashem's right first, Ki'ilu, so that it doesn't matter if you're righty or lefty. Right, that's going to go to that side first. When you make a bracha ala berachas haTorah, v'chein dvarim sheim al pisod lahagber midas haChesed shehu biyamin pshita does lead in basar alma. So anything that has to do with the right of God, that's not going to change. Maybe also levishas begadim or netilas yadayim shachris. Netilas yadayim, he says, ulis uda sheitel yamin tchila lasem bekriyashma yado yamanis al enav. What hand do you put on your eyes for kriyashma? So he says that all he says has to do with the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number 3, Dvar Matzulim Belev, anything called Tali on physical physiology. V'kana Uveshed V'ozen, anything having to do with the heart or the windpipe or the ears. Pshita Degam Be'iter Azlina Basur Da'alma. Same thing, the lefty will go by everyone else also, because that doesn't change. Right? Why the Heseba on Pesach. Right, the lefty goes to this, and the righty go to the same side. They lean to the left because it has to do with choking, and the inside of a person's body is no difference between righty and lefty. V'chulu tnuch ozen mitzora hayamanis v'ritzia ba'ozen hayamanis. The Evan Nirtza gets his right ear pierced. Right, that doesn't zatali on righty lefty. It's the right ear. Number 4, dvar matzluyim b'chashivus. So here is tricky. Chashivus, like the lulav and esrog, that's a machlokas. Machlokas we shown him if it goes by a chashivus, holding a kos, shoes, and what do you wash first, and yibum. He quotes many machlokos. So that would be telling a chashivus. Number 5, dvarim sha'atorah hitzricha beferish yamin. Something that the Torah demands yamin. Talim and machlokas. Rashi pirish iter pasal avodah mishum she'in lo yamin. Fechulu. So that's another one. Dvarim she'im mishum. Things that you tally on, you always go to the right. You're going up the Mizbeach. Doesn't matter if you're right, you always go to the right. Right? By Sim Shalom. Hagba. Right? All of those, you go to the right. Hagba is the difference. You go to the right. What do you go to the right with? Your body goes to the right, or the words of the Torah go to the right, or the people on the right should see the Torah first. All different opinions about how to do a Hagba. You have to do something to the right, but it's not clear what goes to the right. Number 7, Dvar Matzluyim Beha Omed Negdo, things that are tali on who is opposite you. And then number 8, he has Kshiras Hamin Olim. You know, what do you say that's tali on? He has that as a separate category. The tali on Tfilin and Bechulu and others. But then he goes through all 88, those are the categories. Then he goes through, I think it's 88 things that have to do with, some of them are very unusual, you know. Which side should a woman start nursing on? Quotes a Savor, Yehuda Chassid, right? Anything you want to know about righty and lefty, right and left, is right here. Okay, so that is just background for today. Now let's get back to what we're up to. So, the Gemara quoted here, once we're talking about the Ktores, so we said, oh wait, remember that Mishnah in Shkalim? Mishnah in Shkalim says that if you have any leftover Ktores, there's a way to redeem it. There was a way to redeem it to make it chulin and then buy it back with the new Shkalim. How can you make it chulin? Isn't it already kodesh? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, it must be that you made, the Ktores is sitting in a klichol. If it was sitting in a kli sharis, then it'll be Kodesh, you wouldn't be able to redeem it. And we said, maybe that's actually a machlokas. Machlokas is pitma bachulin. That's the last thing we did. We had a machlokas, whether you can make the Ktaris in a kli chulin. Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, you're not allowed to make it in a kli chulin. Pitma bachulin is pasul. Shribben Levi says you can. What are the sources? So we say, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, Kodesh he, and that's Yidarshid he from Havaya. It has to be, the creation of it has to be Bakodesh. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says no, right? Kodesh just means it has to be come from the Trumas Alishka. Okay. Am Rabbi Yossi Ber Bibu and Asiyah, Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina Keshmuel, Udi Rabbi Shimon Levi Kerabi Yochanan. Each of these Amoraim have an earlier Amoraim, that they can be connected to. Most of the rest of the daf, you might remember from, Shkalim. Did Taninan, because the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Hamakdash Nachazavai, but had Dvarma Ruim, Lakarbana Sibur, .. Remember, somebody's Makdash all their stuff, and in it are items that are a roi for different aspects of Hektish. Some of them are animals, some of them are tables, some of them are this, some of them. So what do you do with all these things? Right? So that's what we discussed, the Machlokas Tanaim, and the Karbana Dekir quotes it here. Tanakama holds, and we hold, Stam Hektashos Lebetic Abayas. If you're makdash something without designating which part of hektish is it going to go to, is stam hektish for betek abayis? Is stam hektish for mizbeach? Right? Do you split? Is there no stam? So that's what we discussed. And on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan made a comment. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. What are considered some of the items that are ro'i for karbonis sibur that you were makdash? Ketores. So what does that mean? The Mishnah is talking about ketores, which you were makdash, meaning you must have made it at home. So if you make it at home, it doesn't, that reflects the shita that you're allowed to make the Ktores in your own bowls, right? In a kli sharis. So that's what the Gemara suggests now, that Rabbi Yochanan is the basis or connected to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi who said, pitma bechulin is kasher. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's shot of this Mishnah. That Ktores is the example being referred to in the Mishnah that, is davar haroi lekarbat asibur. The Gemara then says, no, not so fast. Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia says, that Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina could also understand the Mishnah. Right? He says that you can't make Ktores in a kli chulin. So what about the Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is talking about Ktores, but what kind of Ktores? Amar Rabbi Oshia, tiftar be'uman mishal beis aftinis, shayenotel bischaro Ktores. Remember, there were some times, how did we make the Ktores, right? Let's say you have leftover Ktores, we said you could redeem it. So you do this whole, trick, so to speak, but it's not a bad trick. It's a trick. You give the Ktores to the workers, and then you switch the Kedusha from the Ktores onto the money, and then you give the money to the workers, and you buy the Ktores back. But there's a way to have Ktores that was made in the Beis HaMikdash, but now is in the hands of the workers who are going to sell it back. So says the Rabbi Oshia, that's the Ktores that's being referred to in the Mishnah. Meaning, there's no Raya. Just because you were Makdish Ktores does not mean that it was Dafka Ktores that was made in your house. Maybe it was in the interim. Maybe you're a worker and you got the Ktores that was made in the base of the Mikdash. They've made a chulin, and before they have the chance to buy it back with the new shkalim, you're makdashit. Right? So there is a case that you can be makdashit with the Ktores having been made in the base of the Mikdash. So there's no raya from that Mishnah for either shita. Period. So that's the Rabbi Yochanan, right? That was, we said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was like Rabbi Yochanan. But now we're going to say Rabbi Yosef Chanina, who said it's possible, holds like Shmuel. Why did Rabbi Yosef Chanina ke Shmuel? The Amar Rabbi Chuna b'shem Shmuel, Machteshes, also Klisharis la Kodesh. The Machteshes, the bowl where you crush the Ktores. We said on Yom Kippur, you crush it extra. Daka mina daka. But the bowl that you crush it every day is a Klisharis. So you see, if it's a Klisharis, that means, because you have to make it in a Klisharis, that's what Shmuel holds, and that's what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina would be like in that shita. Amr Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Amr Rabbi Chunach Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Darus. Now we're getting back. One second. So Rabbi Yosa started off this whole discussion that the Mishnah in Shkalim proves to me the fact that you could take full-fledged Ktores and redeem it, it must be that the Kli that you use is not a Kli Shares. Right? It must be because you're allowed to redeem it. But we just said it's a Machlokas. We said Shmuel holds it is a Kli Shares. So one second, if it's a klisharis, how are we allowed? Remember, you have some left over at the end of every year, we said. And you're going to want to, you can't use it straight because you have to buy it with the new shkalim. So you redeem it, then you buy it back. But how can you redeem it? if it's already in a kli shareis according to that shita, says the Gemara, davar shekodesh bekli nifteh, how are you allowed to redeem it? Answer, amar lei, v'lav Shmuel, he isn't in the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel holds us in a kli shareis, but also Shmuel also holds the Shmuel amar kalhu b'mosar, right? This is a kula by leftovers. Leftovers, we said, the Torah knows and the Lacha knows that there are going to be leftovers. So it's a built-in condition that leftovers, memela, are going to be redeemable, right? Maybe, what do you say redeemable? Is it chol automatically? You still have to redeem it. You have to go through the process of redeeming it, but it's able to be redeemed. That's what we call lev bezdin masna. And there's an implicit tnai that even though it was in a kli shareis, because there are for sure going to be leftovers, it's redeemable. This palgun, because we have a similar halacha by the karbanos, by the animals. This palgun, osiru, tamidin, at the end, we know that you always have to have a certain amount of animals in the lishka as reserve for the karban tamid. I think 6 animals that you need, which is, you always have in the lishkas hataloim, you always have a certain number of extra animals. So, that you bought with this yershkolim. So at the end of the year, it's Rosh Hashanah, you have the couple of extra animals from last year. So what do you do with those? Right? So what do you do with those? So here with me, Shmuel Amar, Niftin Kitmimin. Shmuel says, you're allowed to redeem them as is, even if they don't get a mum. What do you mean? You're never allowed to redeem an animal that has Kedushas Haguf, right, Stam, without getting a mum. So Shmuel says, no, this is part of the issue of Bezin makes it an implicit tonight that anything left over will be able to be redeemed. Niftin Kitmimin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Niftin Kipsuli HaMukdashim. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You only allowed to redeem it if it gets a mum. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, like psulei hamukdashim. So similarly, just like that's a case where you have leftover sheep that are used for the carbon tamid, hosirus si'irim. What if you have leftover goats at the end of the year that you use for the carbon chatas, right? The si'irim rosh chodesh, right? So what do you do with those? So al daiti de Shmuel. So there is a, within Shmuel, what would you say? According to Shmuel, who says that if you have leftover ketorets, it's redeemable. If you have leftover sheep for the olas, it's redeemable. So says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, ola niftes, lo kol shekein chatas, if the ola can be redeemed, so surely a chatas should be able to be redeemed. What's the kavachomer? The Mefarshim, get into the kavachomer here, because a chatas, if you wouldn't redeem a chatas, it would automatically, and you would wait till it gets a mum, it would even switch karbanos. Because you have leftover chata gets a mum, it's hukrav as an ola, right? You use the money. So the Gemara says, if an ola is redeemable, even though not redeeming it wouldn't be so bad, so to speak, it would be into an ola. So surely something that's going to change, right? Chatas to ola, you know, that surely should be redeemable. But either way, Shmuel says it's redeemable. I'll take this Rabbi Yochanan. I'll write a record to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't say this whole idea of implicit conditions from the beginning. So here the Gemara has 2 days. Rabbi Zeira Amar Yiru. Rabbi Zeira says, yeah, same thing. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Right? Like he said before, Psulei HaMakdashim. You have to wait till it gets a mum and then redeem it only afterwards. Amar of Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Makaitzin Batsam Ezbeach. Exact the opposite. Shmuel Barav Yitzchak says, no, here, Rabbi Yochanan would say, you could actually be makr of these animals. You could be makr of these animals. Right? Makr of these animals for the Kaitzim Ezbeach. So Gemara says, Vakasha, Yesh Chatash Kweva Ola. We're talking about leftover goats. Leftover goats were designated for carbon eschatas, like I said, the carbon musuf of various days of the year. So how could a chatas change it to an ola? Right? This Rishon Rav Yisrael says you could be mekaitzer as a mizbeach. So the Gemara has 2 formulations. Amar Rav Yosa, Shan Yehi. Now here, these leftover animals are different for Rav Yochanan. Why? Because these were animals that were going to be used for the carbon seabor. When do the animals designated for a carbon seabor, when do they really get their status? For a private animal, I go to my backyard, I go to the sheep, and I say, hektish, and I verbalize, and it's kadosh right then. What about the animals that hektish buys to use for their carbon seabor? So you might say, oh, the seabor, no, not right away, because if I designated it for me, okay, then right away, it has that status. But for the seabor, it's not designated really until later. Ein akarbat asibur nikvain ela b'shchita. Right? Only once it's shechted l'shem, that carbon sibur, so that's when it gets the status. So before that, oh, you say it's supposed to be for a chatas hatsibur? No. It doesn't have that status yet, really. So it's easier. It's easier to, if you have leftovers, it could be hukav as an ola. Because it never really was designated as a chatas. Number one. Or, Amar Rabbi Chanina Menshradion, right, of Asara Haruge Malchus fame, Rachmana Litzlan, Abraham ben Shradion, Hananya ben Shradion, Tanai Bezdin, who Alamosara Shikru Olos. Here, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, this is a Tanai Bezdin, right? That, it could be Hukrav Olos. These goats that are left over could be Hukrav Olos. So Shmuel uses Lev Bezdin. Shmuel up on top uses Lev Bezdin to say you could actually redeem animals even though they don't have a mum. Rabbi Yochanan here, we thought he was on the other side, right? We thought he was on the other side of, oh, you never say Lev Bezdin. No, now he's saying, no, you still say Lev Bezdin in this case by the goats to say that could be actually Hukrav as Olos. So it, he even allows it to do have a Shini Hashem, where the animal is going to switch from a Chatas to an Ola. But again, this is all only by the carbon of Sibur, not by a carbon Yachid. Carbon Yachid already has a designation right away. Carbon Sibur gets a designation either only B'Shah Shechita, or the second day is that, Bezdin is more in control of the carbonate Sibur. Right? There are, carbon Sibur and carbon Yachid are one of the ways that we're mechalik between carbonos. There are different categories. Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim is another way we're mechalik between the categories. Right? Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kachi, Kachi Kalim, carbon Sibur, carbon Yachid, Kavua Lazman, Lo Kavua Lazman. Right? That's not exactly carbon Sibur, carbon Yachid. You might have differences, right, based on categorization. Generally, carbon Sibur is kavu al azman, and carbon yachid is lo kavu al azman. Generally, but lav dafka. You might have some carbon yachids that are kavu azman, and carbon Sibur that are not kavu al azman. Right? What do you consider a par helam davar shel Sibur? Right? The cow that's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that by the Bezdin, when they all paskined one way and it was a mistake, right? All the beginning of Maseches Harios. Is that a carbon yachid and carbon Sibur? That's not kavul azman. Sounds like a carbon Sibur, right? Brought on the half of the Sibur. So you can have differences. Remember the Rambam, which the Rambam already said that we have to know these hakdamas like we know Kriyashma. So, I think we still have work to do. But the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Kudshim, that line about Kriyashma is in the beginning of Taharos. He says, you should know everything I wrote here like you know Kriyashma. And then everything will be simple. But the Rambam there has four categories of karbanos. He has four categories. Ola chatas ashem shlamim. Four categories. And then he goes into karbonos nechlakim ba'ofan acher. That's another way that we didn't break it up. Types of karbonos. Right? But then he says, in another way, you break it up into four types. Arba sugim. Carbon sibur, carbon yachid. Carbon sibur shehi ke'ein carbon yachid. Carbon yachid she'ein ke'ein carbon sibur. This is classic, amazing Rambam. He comes up with new categories. Look in the Gemara, there's carbon yachid, carbon sibur. And the Rambam has, no, there's two more. There's a carbon sibur that's ke'ein, like a carbon yachid, and there's a carbon yachid that's like a carbon sibur. Right, he has those. So he goes through carbon sibur first, that's every Musaf, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and Moadim, and Rosh Hashanah, Vechulu, that's carbon sibur. Then he has carbon yachid. What's carbon yachid? Five types of carbon yachid he goes through. In, again, classic, if you're chayiv achiyiv kares, and you're chayiv matzah misuyam, azavin azava, right? And, if you're chayiv bachar, meiser behema, vechulu, but that's all, category two, carbon yachid. He has carbon sibors, he has carbon yachids, then he has carbon sibor, ke'ain carbon yachid. What's his first example? Right? Shagagu bezdin agadol. Right, vehetira, what I my example. So that's a carbon sibur, which is like a carbon yachid, because there's only one. Right, so chayavonos dodo kars yugos achatas va'avru. That's his example. Any others that he brings here? Probably Rachel sibur. That's the one example that he brings. And then the opposite, carbon sibur, carbon yachid. That's like a carbon sibur, carbon pesach. Right, carbon pesach, because it's a carbon yachid that every single person has to bring. V'hu carbon pesach she'shochid kol adam biyom arba asar benisan v'chein parchatas va'ayel ha'ola she'makrav kohen gadol biyom tzom kippur. Ah, right. So what is the other example of a carbon yachid, which is like a carbon sibur, carbon pesach, and some of the karbanos of yom kippur, which the kohen gadol brings? So that's comparable to carbon pesach. Those are also carbon yachids, right, of the kohen gadol. But they're like the Kohen Sibur. They're very different. Karban Pesach, everybody brings, and here is just the Kohen Gadol. But, these are some of the amazing categories of the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now getting back to our topic here in the Mishnah is, about the Chafina. Remember the Chafina, the two handfuls of the what the Kohen Gadol does in order to for the Ketores. That's similar to Kemitza, which is done for every Karban Mincha, where the Kohen sticks in his hand, his right hand, and takes it out and rubs his three fingers. So the Gemara is going to talk about Kemitza first, and then get back to Chavina. So Malo Kumso Yachol Malo Kumso Mivorats. He takes a full Kometz under his three fingers. You might think mevorats, it's overflowing. Tamalomer bekumso. No, not overflowing. Bekumso. I bekumso yachol yikmos barashets baosav. So you might think not the opposite. Not overflowing, but only tiny. You put your finger, tips of your fingers on your palm, but you don't put your whole fingers on the palm. Tamalomer malekumso. It's gotta be in the mid. It's gotta be full, but not overflowing. Okay, it's not chofes pas yado bemachvaz marcheshes. You cover your whole palm of your hand. Machvas and marcheshes are certain types of carbon. Mincha, umochek be'etzba'o milamala milamatan. And then you have to rub. You have to rub on the sides. Right? The Gemara says in a few places, this is avoda kasha sheba mikdash. So this is one of them, the Gemara says. Because some of the kmitzas aren't done with plain flour. Some of them first are baked. Like the machva, some of them are baked first, like into what we would like, look like, kind of look like, looks like matzah. And then the Kohen has to do kmitza to those. How do you do kmitza to like matzah? Right? You gotta put your fingers on the matzah. Some of the, you cut up small pieces, but they have to be kazayas big. Then you have to, like let's say crushed up matzah that you're about to make matzah bry with. Right? So you put the hand in, and then you have to rub with your thumb and your pinky, but it has to break off exactly at that spot. Right? You can't break it any, because if you break it bigger, so then, under your three fingers are going to be some airspace. It can be any airspace. It's got to be completely full underneath, but you only got to have to break it with the thumb and the pinky. So it's also one of the avodah kasha shebe mikdashes, along with the chafina. So you got to practice. I'm sure they practiced. I'm sure they practiced a lot beforehand. Good. So that's what he does. Taman ata omer. So 1 second. That's about the komets. So taman ata omer malikumso bekumso. There, by a regular kmitza, it has both of these shoshonos. It says kumso. But it says bukumso, which excludes overflowing, and it says right malekumso, which excludes that it's too little. So taman ho ata omer malekumso bikumso v'hacha ata omer male chafnav. Change the girsa. But here by going by Yom Kippur, it says full male chafnav, but it doesn't say the bichafnav. So if Chaim Kanievsky explains, so maybe you might think the chafina could be overflowing. There's no drasha to exclude mivorats. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shimon Levi. No, we compare it. We compare the kmitza to the chafina. There's a gzeira shava. Ma lahalon kometz hachaser vehayeser pasul. Add in that word. Just like by kometz, more or less, not more or less, more or less is pasul. So the hacha, switch the word, ketores, hachaser vehayeser pasul, so too by ketores. Fine. Now we have a couple of unanswered questions, right? Chafnayim ma'ushe ye aseh b'klisharis lakodesh. Can the Kohen, could you just use a klisharis? Does he have to use his hand, his two hands, his fists? Right? What if you, this is Laman de Amar, the Karbonet explains. Laman de Amar that the machteshes is not a klisharis. So maybe you don't even need his hands, right? That's the next question. I messed up. Chafnayim ma'ushe ye aseh klisharis lakodesh. According to the Manda Amar that says that the Machteshes is not a klisharis, are the hands of the Kohen Gadol considered klisharis? When he does the chafina, now the ketores is in his hands. So his hands have the status of a klisharis. L'may nafkamina, is it kodesh? Is it kadosh? So let's say if it gets tameh, it has to be redeemed. Right? So number one question. Are the hands of a Kohen Gadol considered klisharis? Number two. Acher ma'ashe yachpon v'yitin l'to chafnav. Could a different Kohen Gadol, or a different Kohen, could a different Kohen do the chafina and then just pour the ketores into the Kohen Gadol's hands? Does he have to do the maisa chafina? Number two. Number three. Ma'o sheyase midol chafna. This is the question. Does he have to do the chafina? Can he just use a kli that's, beforehand, before Yom Kippur, he'll measure the size of his hands and he'll, build a kli that size. Could he do that? Next. Bechol chafnaye misharin o be'e misharin el bechafnav. And if you can make that kli, could you make the kli? Whose hands do you have to use? You have to use the Kohen Gadol's hand size, or could you use any Kohen's hand size? So, one more. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi shal, chafan v'meis, acher ma'o she'achnis b'chafnav. If the Kohen Gadol does chafina and then he died, does the subsequent Kohen Gadol use the ketores that was already measured out, or does he have to do his own chafina? So as the Gemara says, I'm not sure the answer to any of these questions, but all I know is that they're all tully on the first question. Whatever you answer to the first question will be nafkamina to the other four. But we don't answer. We just say, if you say the Kohen Gadol's hands are like a klisha reis, that means his hands are significant and special and personal. So hada amra, then we would answer. Then if he died, we don't know why, but the questions are answered backwards, right? Chafan v'beis, if he dies, someone else can't take his ktaris. Ein acher chofin v'nota tochafnav. Nobody else could do it and then pour it into his hands. V'ein, add in, v'ein osin midal chafnav, and you can't make a kli for his size. V'ein misharim v'chol achafnayim. And you don't use like anybody else's. So that's if you answer the first question that way. In Tamar chafnayim lo asu osan kli sharis lakodesh, but if you say that the hands of the Kohen Gadol do not have the status of a klisha reis, then you'd answer all the questions the other way. Hada amra chavan v'meis acher nichnas b'chafnav. If he dies, someone else could just bring it in. Acher chofim v'nota d'chafnav. Somebody could just do it and pour it into his hands. Skip that word. Osin mi d'lachafnav. You can make a kli. U'misharin b'chol chafnayim. And you could use any. So we don't know the answer to the questions, but we say it's all tali on question one. One more line. Hagadol afi gadlo. The Mishnah said, you go by whatever size hands the Kohen Gadol has. Hagadol v'gadlo, afilu keben kimchis. Right? Even keben kimchis, remember kimchis was the one that always had her hair covered and she was zochah to seven Kohanim Gadolim as children. Even she, this son who was huge, who had huge hands. Shaisa yodam achzekas karbas kavin. Right? His hands could hold four kav of Torahs. Vakat lafikat, no. Afilu keben gamla. Shlohaisa yodam achzekas el kishne zesim. His hands were tiny. Just one final thing. His hands, Ben Kimchus was so big, so four kav, his ktoris could hold, his hands could hold four kav. That means it was more ktoris than coals. Right? Remember how much coals there were? Three kav. Right? So then, the Mefarshim asked, so one second, don't we put the one on the right, in the right hand that's heavier? So here would we switch it? Right? And here, how do you like do it that you have more ktoris than coals? Are there enough coals to burn it? It's not going to burn properly. So the Meiri says, Daf Mem Zayin, the coals also, three kav is just for an ish benoni. Just like the ktoris goes by whatever size his hands are, so too the coals will be commensurate to however big the hands are going to be. And we could decide if we're going to have more or less coals, depending on how much ktoris there is going to be. Interesting comment of the Meiri, Rav Yashiv, here on this daf, points to that Meiri, on our daf. Okay, we'll stop here.